السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Zulhijjah 1446. In South Africa and few other countries, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, in Arafat, and 90% of the countries, today is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 48, Suratul Fath, the victory, and verse number 10. What had happened was Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a dream. And the dreams of prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu salam are wahi and revelation. In the dream Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that they are entering the Baytullah and performing Umrah. So the Master alayhi salatu salam, approximately 1500 Sahaba were all in the state of Ihram, and they left Madinah Munawwara in the month of Zulqa'dah, and it was the 6th year of the Hijrah. And the dream is mentioned in this very surah, in this chapter, Suratul Fath, chapter 48, and verse number 27. Nevertheless, when they arrived in a place called Hudaybiyah, nowadays the Saudi regime has changed the name to Shumaysiyah. So there the non-Muslims at that time, Khalid bin Walid, Abu Sufyan, others, the Quraysh leaders said, no, you can't enter, and so forth and so on. And that is what led to the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. Sahaba radiallahu anh had taken the pledge, the oath of allegiance on the Mubarak blessed name and hand of the Master alayhi salatu salam. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. So there, there was a tree there in Hudaybiyah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they took this oath of allegiance. If the need arises and we have to give our life for the sake of Islam, we will do so. So this is in chapter 48, Suratul Fath, and verse number 18. So Almighty Allah says, I'm so pleased with these 1500 Sahaba that they are the ones who are dicing with death and prepared to give their life for the pleasure of Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the interim, so to negotiate, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent his envoy. Envoy was Sayyidina Uthman Radiallahu Ta'ala. So they respected Sayyidina Uthman Radiallahu Ta'ala, because they knew him from Makkah those days, and a very, very noble person, very wealthy, influential person. So they told him, fine, you can perform your Umrah. He said, how dare you tell me that? I will never perform Umrah if you don't give permission to the Master, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the rumor spread that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh has been martyred. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the Sahaba place their hands in the Mubarak hands of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is known as the Bay'ah of Hudaybiyah, the oath of allegiance there in Hudaybiyah. And for him, Sayyidina Usman Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his right hand Mubarak and placed it in the left hand Mubarak and said, "Hadihi yadu Usman," this is the hand of Usman radiallahu anhu. But it was a rumor, and he came back safe and sound. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about this incident, that the oath of allegiance there, right under the tree in Hudaybiyah, chapter 48, verse number 10. Inna alladhina, verily those people, sahaba, companions, students of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yubayi'unaka, Allah mentions it in the present tense, as though as we must visualize it, think about it, that the senior sahaba are coming, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, all of them, Sayyidina Usman. Sayyidina Usman, as I told you, you must remember, first it was a rumor, and then it was proven that, you know, he is still alive, alhamdulillah. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ, that verily those people who took the oath of allegiance on your Mubarak hand, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was told that he must now write all that agreements. So remember, senior sahaba were there. Innama yubayu'una Allah. It is as though as they taking the oath of allegiance on Almighty Allah. Meaning, this oath of allegiance and this pledge was to please Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala. These are sahaba. Allah jalla wa'ala states, he's so pleased with them. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 48, Surah Al-Fajr, verse number 18. So Allah Ta'ala says, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim, and Allah's hand is above their hands. Allah's rahmah, mercy, Allah's nusra, and His help, divine assistance is for them. And that is why this is Zulqa'dah in the 6th year of the Hijrah. In the 7th year, we find that the battle of Khaybar erupted. This side the Muslims and that side the Jews and the Jutlas. 94 Jutlas Jews were dispatched straight to help. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played the most prominent role and became known as the Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. 16 Sahaba, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, became shuhada there in Khaybar. So Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, Allah's nusra, barakah, all descending on them. Now two scenarios. فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ أي فَمَنْ نَقَضَ, in Arabic you will say نَقَضَ, whosoever commits breach of trust, that you break this oath and this oath of allegiance that you took, then فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ, so he is committing this breach of trust against himself, that person will suffer the consequences. Alhamdulillah, among sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, each one of them remains steadfast, and they fulfill that oath of allegiance. Allah jalla wa'ala mentions their reward for them in this world already, and the year after, the optimum, maximum reward. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا أَهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهِ, and whosoever fulfills the pledge which they took with Almighty Allah, meaning they took the pledge on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable hand of the Master alayhi salam, but it was to please Almighty Allah. So that is the meaning of بِمَا أَهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهِ فَسَيُوْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and soon Almighty Allah will grant them a magnificent reward, a reward beyond their perception, comprehension. Imagine so many places Allah Jalla Wala praising the beloved Sahaba. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 57, Surah Hadid, the chapter regarding the iron and steel, verse number 10, وَكُلَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, that Almighty Allah has promised each one of them, male, female, adult and child, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Faqihu hadhi al-Ummah, that is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Grand Mufti of the Sahaba, used to say, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه, it was selection by Almighty Allah, not election. selection by Almighty Allah, who will be the Sahabi, the companion and the student of the Master alayhi salatu salam, those who saw the Master alayhi salatu salam, who met the Master alayhi salatu salam, the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him sallallahu alayhi salam, with Iman and Islam, and they passed away with Iman and Islam. So those are the beloved Sahaba. Akhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi wa iqamati deenihi, and to establish the deen of Islam. Where and where Sahaba, male and female, went to? Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu buried there in the graveyard next to Aqsa, Maqbaratul Rahmah, the graveyard of mercy. His honorable wife, Sayyida Umm Haram radiallahu anha, buried there in Cyprus. So like that is one example. And they established the deen. Remember the saying in Mishkat Sharif of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi wa iqamati deenihi. On this day of Arafat or Hujjaj Baytillah, you should be making this dua. Ya Allah, grant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest, highest rank forever. And grant the Sahaba, the beloved students, their greatest reward, optimum reward for the sacrifices they made in Hadar and Safar, whether they were in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, or whether they were traveling and through generations. Now, in the 15th century of Islam, we find that this is how we have received Islam. So always remember that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us present to you the news interviews today. Is the 8th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa, and day number 608 of Israel's war against the Muslims and the Palestinians and the people in Gaza. And the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat, day in Makkah, Arafat, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. So inshallah we'll discuss that just now. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, two jutlas would dispatch straight to hell. So we say, a khuya jwad, a good Jew is a dead Jew. So we have no empathy, sympathy for them, and they can go to hell as far as we are concerned. Yesterday, last night, the settlers there in the West Bank, they burned the houses of the Palestinians. While the Palestinians were inside their homes, they burned their cars. 7 Palestinians injured. This is your haramis. These are the swines and the pigs Almighty Allah speaks about in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. These are the monkeys Almighty Allah speaks about, and the donkeys, they are leaders, they are rabbis, in chapter 62, verse number 5. Look at Trump talking nonsense and telling us there's a white genocide going on here in South Africa. The genocide is going on there. And remember, not from today, but the past more than 70 years, the massacre, the murder of the Palestinians yesterday in the United Nations Security Council. 14 countries said there must be immediate ceasefire there in Gaza, in Palestine, and America vetoed it. So who are the real terrorists? The world can see that Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and Hitler was right, remember that, on many issues. And to show the world which type of scum and people the Jews are, and the world is seeing what the pariah state it is, only America is standing with them. So remember the easy example that will resonate with you. There is a person, right? And he has many dogs. One bulldog, one Alsatian, and one does one. So that is what America is the handler. And they are the dogs. They who, Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Katz, and Cohen, and all these harami. So they do the dirty work for America. And when the world objects and condemns Israel, this is the fifth time that they have vetoed, remember, the resolution against Israel. So tomorrow when Muhammad Sabri or Suleiman of Egypt stands up and he throws a cocktail, he throws some fire to the Palestinians, to the Jutlas and so forth, or Americans, then who do you blame? You are the one who are breeding the terrorists. Remember that. You America, you Israel, biggest groups on earth. You murdered 500,000 of our children in Iraq, America. You murdered 1 million people there in Iraq based on lies, weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell, you used the African-American for your agenda and ulterior motive. So yeah, you are using them, but nothing is going to help you. Remember the Haaretz newspaper writes that he, Netanyahu, Bibi, is going to sink Israel and then run away to Miami and America to seek asylum. You, Trump, spoke about South African white genocide. Who is contributing to the genocide now in Palestine? You want to build your Aviria. You want to build your Kushner, your son-in-law. You're all a bunch of haramis. You all are the biggest murderers and the biggest terrorists. And you are abetting and aiding this harami state. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Oh, Hujjaj, Baytillah, 1.5 million of you plus today, there in Arafat, you must make this dua individually. Make this dua collectively. Allahumma ahlik al-Amerikiyin wa Israeliyin wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, decimate the American regime. Decimate Israel and all these 10-foot dictators who are helping them and assisting them, whether from the Arab countries, Muslim countries, or any other countries. So we need to be very, very clear on all this issue. United Nations and UNICEF and all of them are saying, today Gaza is the worst hell on earth, remember that. So that is what you see. So now America vetoed the resolution regarding the ceasefire unconditionally. Russia condemned them, China condemned them. Hamas said, America, you are the one assisting the war criminal, and that is Netanyahu and so forth. They can murder, they can kill, they can rape, they can torture, and America is there to help them in this. So that is the truth, remember. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So that is what we must do. Netanyahu is in court. So now in court they have limited time. So he just plays for time and so forth and gives funny answers. So he's trying to cover up for his crimes. And remember, one of the crimes that the court are charging him, and one is what the Israeli people are charging him. So that is much worse. Go see the Haaretz newspaper. The distribution center that is set up at American Israelis, which is a death trap, so today also will be closed. That is what America Israel wants. Remember that they have blood on their hands. The extermination of the Palestinians and the starvation of the Palestinians. But Allah will give victory. Remember that no nation could have survived for more than 600 days. Allah's help is with them, and Allah will use them to decimate Israel, the Jutlas and the Haramis, and America. The American Empire must fall. Gideon Levy writes, remember, that in the Haaretz, millions of Israelis still love the IDF. They love them because they murder the Palestinians, babies and children. They rape the men and the women, and they steal more and more land. So Gideon Levy, at least that person, to a great extent, he speaks the truth. Tanzania says, no more X, no more Twitter there. You know what France did with her, with our Muslim mother, and how humiliated Macron and them were. They treated her as just a criminal, and then they realized she is the president of, remember, Samiha of Tanzania, and Macron apologized and invited her again. She told him, go to hell. I don't attend your conference. You see that? That is what you have to do with the whiteies and the racists and so forth. Name them, shame them, and so forth. What an intelligent lady. She put them properly in a place. So Tanzania has banned X and Twitter. They say it's all filled with pornography. Protesters in UK, they went to Parliament and said there must be an arms embargo against Israel. And we must stop supporting Israel. There's a genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. War crimes are taking place, and this is live stream, first time in human history. Musk again turns against Trump and his party, the Republicans, because because now the divorce has taken place between Musk and Dadlam, both the haramis as far as we're concerned. So now UNICEF says that what Israel has done, they have made cattle areas. You know you're going to make Qurbani in South Africa on Saturday. The world will make Qurbani tomorrow in most countries and so forth. So you have your farms you go to. You call that the cattle areas. So Israel, America have made cattle areas for the Palestinians. You must come here, get your aid, and they shoot them. So that is what America, Israel has done. The war crime criminals they are, and we need to take them to task for that. Canada, big problems there. Over 100 fires still out of control, and they don't know what to do, and so forth. Regarding the Syrian leader, Jewlani, J-E-W-L-A-N-I, that's how I spell it. So now he's falling in the trap also. He's a pukka idiot and a fool. So Trump has invited him to come to the White House there in September, made conditions. You will come here, and we told you what are the conditions. You will have to accept the Abrahamic Accord, recognize Israel, and so forth and so on. This idiot is a spy, remember that. We hope our Sunnis topple him also, and so forth. They bribe them, and then they promise them all this thing. How the hell can any Muslim country, any Arab country have ties with Israel? In South Africa, if the ANC did something good once in their lifetime, it was to take Israel to the ICJ, and to name them, shame them, and guilty of genocide. You see that? So this is non-Muslim country, but they hate that, and credit must go to our sister. To our sister, Naila Pandor, the world knows her, and the lady Pandor, her Muslim name, Naila Pandor. So remember, a shame for you Saudis, and you Emiratis, and Bahrain, and Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, and now Syria. So haramis you are. And more than 1.5, 1.6, 1.7 billion people, you know, today some people will come in and so forth. They will be on the plains of Arafat. If you look at the visuals coming through, I'm not seeing it, but I know that, remember that people are walking, people are going by taxi, people are going by bus, people are going any way they can enter. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. This is a day come true. This is a dream come true. Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, al-hajju Arafah. The pinnacle and the essence of Hajj is to be in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah in the state of Ihram, and you're saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So 1.5, 1.6, 1.7 million people will be there, dressed in their ihram, and the world will see that the unity of the Muslims, that whether you're a millionaire or a king, whether you're a pauper, we stand as beggars, and we will beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Indeed, a great, great opportunity for this ummah to cry to Allah, that Ya Allah, give victory to our Hamas, our Mujahideen, and our brothers, sisters in Sudan, in Kashmir, and the Rohingya Muslims, the most oppressed people on earth, and all the Muslims wherever they are, and to give guidance to the non-Muslims. If there's no guidance for them, all might Allah decimate and destroy them. Remember, Trump is going to destroy America as well. So they have something called the revenge tax. You see that? So they are now imposing such taxes on the Americans, whether you have properties in America or abroad and so forth. So you have to pay. And remember, people are leaving America. Putin told Trump, Russia will respond to Ukraine, and then you don't come speak to us about ceasefire. And now they got a good opportunity. You rejected the ceasefire there in Gaza. So we reject it with Ukraine, and we will take Ukraine to the cleaners. So Trump banned several countries, mostly Muslim countries, from entering America. 12 are permanent, like, and 7 are, you must remember, like with certain conditions. So there they got Iran, they got Syria, they got all these African countries, some of them there. So 19 countries. And remember, this will be applicable from Monday next week. So that is there. Tell America, go to hell. So remember, tell Trump, go to hell. We will help Palestine, we will help Hamas, and we will stand with the truth. And history will judge who were the biggest terrorists. And today already 14 countries, the world has spoken against what the Algerian ambassador said. Israel, you know, you cannot get away with impunity and so forth and so on. So they will go next week to the 193 countries of the United Nations, and then again they will have a vote, and 90%, inshallah, will vote against America and against Israel. So these are the two biggest terrorists on earth, America and Israel. Muslim, you got through Iman, so at least wage your war against your nafs and ego and desires. What the hell must you go and support then McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks and all that? Whoever can harm American finances and their businesses and harm Israeli products, you must do so. That will be your jihad, at least to a certain extent. People are making such good money. They're giving their children, they're giving their wives, they're giving their husbands, parents, everything. Dr. Ala al-Najjar, did you hear about her? The world's media asked her, Dr. Allah, your husband became Shaheed, Dr. Hamdi al-Najjar. Your 9 children became Shaheed and Shuhada and martyrs. Speak to the world. She said, I want permission from my husband before I speak. You understood, Muslim woman? Who are Muslim women? These are the Mujahida. She's a Saudi citizen. Saudi regime, the Najdi stole her. Long time, come to Saudi. She says, no, I stay here with my Palestinian husband and my 10 flowers, and I will serve the people of Palestine. These are the women of Iman. These are the women who got courage, and they're teaching the world a lesson. What she's going through, but she doesn't speak to the media. My husband did not give me permission. You see the Iman? But today, our women want to run here and there. Even in Makkah, Medina, run to this mall and meet this mall and what is going on. Allah alone knows. So remember, take lessons from the Palestinians, the greatest people alive today on this earth, with the collective Qurbani. Zuma, Yaqub Juma, we want to make him Sulman, we want to make him Muslim. So Zuma, he criticizes Trump and says, you talk a lot of nonsense about the white genocide here. So everybody must tell Trump and company the biggest genocide is going on there in Palestine, and you are abetting it, aiding it, financing it, and you are an accomplice in crime as well. Mashatile, you know Mashatile, our deputy president, Mufatia, just 3 B's, one trip to Japan, Tokyo and so forth. He spends 2.3 million for traveling, food and so forth. So what good you did? So remember that. So they are already mired in controversy and so forth. Good for nothing, if you ask me. Snow expected in Gauteng next week. Imagine the snow coming to Johannesburg and Pretoria and so forth. More than 140 million rand spent by the ANC on suspended government employees. So for them, what is this? All our money. They just spend ANC and no current, you know that. So sardines are running around here in Durban. The swimmers want to swim. And then thousands and thousands of sardines here in the South Coast, remember? Something a sight to see, remember that. Okay, brothers, sisters, you are now there in Arafat today, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So what is my advice to you? First advice, all of you should go by bus. I don't advocate from years, 20, 30 years. Anybody should walk. Today is 40, 45, 50 degrees they're expecting in Arafat. Remember that. So imagine you're going to walk for 3-4 hours. By the time you reach Arafat, when it's exact time for wukuf this afternoon and Thursday afternoon, the greatest day in your life, you're exhausted, you're tired, there's fatigue overtaking you. So what good was it walking, I'm asking you? And remember, majority scholars say to go by means of conveyance is better than going walking. So you should know all these things here. That's number one. Number two is after 20 past 12, 25 past 12 and so forth, now you are in Arafat, in your camps, in your tents. One is Masjid Namira. So there Sheikh Salih bin Humayd will deliver the khutbah our time about 11:30 or so. And you must remember, there will be maybe 10:30, not 7:30, 11:30 their time. Our time will be around 10:30. So inshallah, the khutbah Mu'azzin will translate it, and du'as and all it will take place inshallah. So then they will have combining the Zuhr and Asr, they read two and two there in Masjid Namira. 500,000 people will assemble there, plus minus 1,000,000 in their camps. So, and in their tents. So you, whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali or Hanafi, male, female, Musafir or traveler, or you're a local, remember, combine your Salat. That is the fatwa of Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, and that is our fatwa. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says in the tents you must read the Salat separate, but rather pass the fatwa on Sahibain school, on Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, so you're still practicing on the Hanafi school. And then remember, it completes your Quran Sharif, O Hujjaj Baytillah, in Arafat. And thereafter, turn to Almighty Allah, cry and cry, cry till sunset time, and read, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Read now with us, all of you listeners and others. Allah will take us to Baytullah. Allah will take us to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and Medina to Rasul. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Read the dua. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Du'a'i wa du'a'u al-anbiya min qabli." So remember, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Make dua for the Ummah in Gaza. Allah decimate and destroy America and their policies and their army and Israel and their army and politicians as well. And inshaAllah al-Aziz, make dua for the Ummah everywhere. Regarding fasting, remember for the Hajis, you don't fast. Today you don't fast, and the next 3 days also you don't fast. 10th, 11th, 12th, all that haram to fast, and 13th also. So you should not be fasting, remember that. So you the Hujjaj, we the non-Hajis, so wherever you are, you want to fast. So fast on Thursday and Friday, if Friday is not eat by you. And if eat, then obviously you just fast on Thursday. And for us in South Africa and a few other countries, you fast tomorrow. And you get 2 years since Sawab, remember, are forgiven. أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرَ سَنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif and in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. And if you want to keep Thursday, Friday, today, tomorrow, excellent. That will be Nurun ala Nur, where your Eid is on Saturday, inshaAllah. Last night we were there in Masjidu Salam in Phoenix, wonderful program. And the people there, trustees, imams, we say Jazakallahu Khairan. Tonight we will be in Port Shepston, inshaAllah. Albus World, where Mawlana Imran Khamisa is. So inshallah, after Isha, 7:15, inshallah, the program will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Maw Salim, we have 11, 12 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Okay. What should we read when we buy a new car to protect against calamities and nazar?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Whenever you go into a new house, new shop, buy a new car, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a wonderful lesson. Iqra' Surat al-Baqarah, read the entire Surah Baqarah, 286 verses, the atwalu surah in fil Quran. That is the longest chapter in the noble Quran, 286 verses. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. By reading it, Allah will bless you with barakah and blessings. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. And you don't read it, it will bring about regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ. The evil forces cannot overpower it. Today, jealousy, hypocrisy, envy is the order of the day. People will say, mashallah, mashallah, nice car, but in their hearts they're burning with rage and jealousy and envy. So read that, give out some charity. Allah Ta'ala will give you a makan and a makin, the house and the people in the house, barakah. Allah will give you barakah in your car also. Many years service and many thousand kilometers, inshallah, in the path of Allah.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to distribute Qurbani meat to non-Muslims?
That hadith I mentioned of Surah Baqarah, remember, it's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Regarding distribution of aqiqah meat, Qurbani meat, Hanafi say you give to Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible. All the jurors and fuqaha say to sell the Qurbani meat is haram. So the Shafi's, Hanbalis and them say, aqiqah meat, Qurbani meat, you only give to Muslims. According to Shafi's, Hanbalis and them, you can't give Qurbani meat and aqiqah meat to non-Muslims. Muslims only, remember that.
Salam, Mufti Sahib, my daughter became baligh last year, November. This year, November, we will calculate to see if she's the owner of Nisab. What about Qurbani for this year? Will it be compulsory for her to do it, or only 1 year after she becomes baligh?
We need to rephrase that question a bit. Remember, mashallah, your daughter Bushra, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha became baligha November. So you are saying that this year, November 2025, then you will see about this stuff. That's wrong. When you calculate for the zakat purposes, you don't work with the Gregorian calendar, you work with the Islamic calendar. Muharram to Muharram, there's Zulhijjah to Zulhijjah, Ramadan to Ramadan, Shawwal to Shawwal. So that is what you must do, my brother. So that's the first mistake. Second mistake, for Qurbani, there's no hawlan a hawl. You don't work with 1 year for Qurbani. So now, in South Africa, Qurbani will start on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So those are the days. So now when your daughter has 11,000-12,000 rand worth of cash, jewelry, and all her extra shoes, clothing, crockery, cutlery, and whatever else is the permissible, so Qurbani will be wajib, compulsory upon her, because she's following the Hanafi schools, and she's Aqila, Baligha, she's sane and mature. So you should perform the Qurbani on her behalf, and tell her, oh, my beloved Ladli, Saidadi, beloved daughter, now Qurbani is wajib, compulsive upon you, Hanafis only. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, you slaughter one goat, one sheep, you buy one cow or camel, 7 shares. So that will be good for the family, for the town, for the city. You will get the reward, the other people will be absolved. So we should understand things. 1 year, and a hawlan a hawl for one lunar year to pass is for zakat, not for Qurbani purposes. So we should not confuse issues or blow our fuses in the process.
Mufti Sahib, please help. Besides the day of Eid al-Adha, how many days thereafter do we have to cut our animals?
Remember that according to the majority scholars, that is the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis, wherever you are, the days of slaughtering are 3 days. The day of Eid al-Adha and 2 days after that. So if you are now there in Makkah, Medina, or in America, Europe, and your calendar is following the Saudi calendar, 90% of the countries are doing that, meaning that today will be 9th of Zulhijjah, and tomorrow will be Eid al-Adha there. So you will say tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And remember, those of us South Africa and few other countries, we will say Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So 3 days only. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, says 4 days. The day of Eid and all 3 days of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the 11th, 12th, 13th. And if you want a wonderful academic discussion on this, then go and read the book, you understand? Which Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah wrote, Al-Masailu Lati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi. So I have a copy, mashallah. So those masail and issues where Imam Shafi'i is one side, and the three brothers, the three jurors, the Hanafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, are against him on that particular issue. So this is one of them. So places like Malawi and that, the locals, indigenous, they slaughter on the 13th. Also, so for Shafi'is, it's permissible to slaughter on the 13th, but only Shafi'is allow that, nobody else, for the 13th of Zulhijjah.
Mufti Sahib, is it possible to use an airplane sleeping mask in ihram to block out the light?
Remember, when you are in ihram, ihramul rajuli fi ra'sihi wa ihramul mar'ati fi wajhiha. So the men, your faces must be open whilst with ihram, even when you're sleeping and now in Muzdalifah tonight and so forth, you can cover your toes because sometimes the wind and the blows, your face, your head must be open for you the men. So don't make a mistake, you the men. So you can't be using a mask and so forth to cover your eyes and cover your face and that. For the men, not permissible that. Yes, for the woman, all that is permissible, like how they use the hijab, the niqab and so forth and so on. But for the men, not permissible, remember that. So we should be very clear, there's a distinction between the male and female on certain issues.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to combining the Zuhr and Asr Salah in Arafah for Hanafis, will this still be allowed if we don't make it to Masjid and Amira, or should we still combine our Salah in the tent in Arafah?
Yes, we told you that. I urge the people, everybody should combine the Salah today in Arafat, even in your tents and in your marquees and so forth. And that is the fatwa of the Malikis, Shafis, Hanbalis and the Hanafi school, the greatest students and most prominent students of Imam Abu Hanifa. With respect, they differed with their teacher, and they are Dalil, and their goal and verdict is much more preferred, remember that. So I urge everybody, remember, you're not going against the Hanafi school, you're practicing on the Hanafi school. Because Sahibain, the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa, said so. So that is how, inshallah, that you'll have more time for dua, dua, and more dua. And that is the purpose of Arafat, remember that. So yes, all of you should combine male, female, whether you're reading individually or collectively. Like women read individually, men read collectively and in jama'ah.
Mufti Sahib, what can the family read when the doctor says there's nothing more that they can do for the patient?
In Islam, euthanasia and so forth is not permissible. In Canada and all that, they're promoting it heavily nowadays. But in Islam, remember, mercy killing euthanasia is permissible in animals, but not for human beings. So what should we do? Somebody's father, daughter, mother, the doctors say we can't do anything, take the person home. Normally they will do that after they have milked the medical aid, you know, milking cow. They got most of the hospitals, clinic, doctors, Muslim, Nansu. That's how they operate today. Allah protect us. Always read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasa'i and Abu Dawood. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and terrible illnesses and sicknesses. Which dua should you read? Read the following dua. Read with me. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, fa ahyihi, then give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better for the person, give him death. Quick story before we finish up. 2002, mashallah, we performed Hajj. So you must remember that, sorry, no, that was not the... So 2002, we went from here, remember, my wife and myself, to Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine. And thereafter, we fastened ihram there. And then in Aqsa itself. Then we left for Jordan, and then Jeddah performed the Umrah, everything. Then we came to Medina Munawwara, and then from Jeddah Airport, I phoned my brother Hafiz Ismail and told him, now I'm leaving. He said, no, you must contact South Africa, your brother is critical. Anyway, we made contact and they told me my brother Abdul Ghaffar is critical and so forth. So I said, okay, I'm boarding the plane, Egypt Airlines, and from Cairo I'll phone you. So from Cairo, I phoned them. I said, I'll be coming straight to the hospital. Don't do anything. And then I will take over, inshallah. So when I reached there, there was an African doctor. What a gentleman he was. You know, this is 2002. And then I spoke to him. He said, we can't do much. So I said, fine. So what are my options? He said, tomorrow I'll give you the final decision. So then we gathered the family, everybody was making dua. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. If death is better, give death. The next day he called me and said, I want you here immediately. So we went. And then he said, I need this bed. I said, Doc, give me an hour, please. He said, I give you 4 or 5 hours. And then when I come, I don't want anybody. I say, I give you guarantee. Lo and behold, that I told him, just remove the ventilator, remove everything. And remember, whatever is the decree of Allah, that is what will happen. So that is what you must realize, O Muslim. to remove ventilator. Everything is permissible in Islam, but ask Allah for khair and goodness. So that is what Islam teaches us. May Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's hajj. May Almighty Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.